Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Buckle your seatbelts, ladies and gentlemen. Pull them tight. Gerald Celente is back. And Gerald's an original founding member of our Brain Trust, the director and the founder of the Trends Research Institute, the author of Trends 2000, which was a futurist book 20 years ago. Now it's become a book of prophecy. His monthly publication is the stuff of legend, Trends Research, the Trends Journal, I should say. And he's our good friend, Gerald Celente. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me on, and thank you for the kind words.
You're always welcome here, and thank you for, how about this, almost 18 years you've been hanging out with us, Gerald.
I know. Well, you know, that's one of our big trends, by the way, is artful aging.
There you go.
I'm serious.
I agree with you. I'm like a bottle of fine wine, right? And you are too. Hey,
well,
Gerald, we have here we are now 7 years since the crash, since the financial crisis, and the Great Recession has been over now for almost 6 years, and yet we're still barely bumping along with a moribund economy, struggling to maintain a 2% growth a year. What do you think about that? That whole scenario.
Well, capitalism is dead. It was killed with four words: too big to fail.
Yeah.
And in capitalism, there's no such thing. It's you rise and fall on your own merits. And what we've had and then is quantitative easing, which dumped in, you know, the number that when Ron Paul forced the Fed to do a one-time report on it, it was over $17 trillion that they spread worldwide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
From the Bank of Japan.
But it did not get down to small businesses on Main Street.
Well, that's what I'm trying to say. All it did was it allowed for stock buybacks and mergers and mm-hmm. acquisitions. So the only thing that gained were the equity markets. And we're looking at, on an average month, we're looking at about $60 billion a month worth of stock buybacks.
Mm-hmm.
They're borrowing the dough for nothing.
Nothing, right.
And they're boosting their equity. So the same thing with all these mergers and acquisitions. This is an antithesis.
See, I call that financial capitalism. I don't say that capitalism is dead, because you and I still
practice capitalism.
But my point is, you and I still out here on Main Street, we still practice capitalism.
Yeah, the problem is
corporate America and Wall Street are not playing in our. It won't come and play with us in our backyard.
Well,
they're
that's
practicing
what I'm trying to
financial
say is that
capitalism.
You asked me about, you know, since the beginning and why, you know, since the panic and why there's no growth for we the little people is because everything. And look, here's the number. I'm not making this number up. You're looking at 95% of the wealth gained since they began quantitative easing and kept zero interest rate policy in place till mm-hmm. now is gone to 1%. That's mm-hmm. a fact. And when you look at the mergers and acquisitions, this is an antithesis to small business because they're gobbling up everything.
Yep. And see, this in the last hour, Gerald, I talked with another guest in one of the segments. We talked about the concept of oligarchy. What you just described is an element of oligarchy, isn't it?
Well, again, I mentioned quantitative easing, too big to fail. It's the merger of state and corporate powers.
And guess what else? There's one other thing you got to include in there. The same people who were too big to fail, Eric Holder said, were too important to jail.
He actually said that.
Even though recognizing that they'd broken laws.
Who just got fined $5 billion yesterday? Goldman Sachs.
Yeah.
For dirty deals that we the people paid for and got hurt by.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna see Lloyd Blankfein go to jail? No, you know why? He said he's doing God's work. So let me just finish my thought. You asked me about, is this capitalism or what? It's fascism. It's the merger of state and corporate powers. That's by definition, from a guy who knew a thing or two about it, Mussolini. That's what they call fascism, the merger of state and corporate power.
Isn't that also oligarchy, though?
No, because the oligarchies grab the big. But they're running the government. Look where Eric Holder. Look where he just went. He went back to the White Shoe firm over there that protects Lloyd Blankfein's and Jamie Dimon's and the rest of the criminal group.
I know it sounds abrupt, but I'll tell you what, he's not wrong. Gerald is not wrong. We're going to talk some more about this after these messages. It's the reason why Trump and Sanders have the appeal that they do today. Twain Tail, stay with us. I woke up in a Soho
doorway, a policeman. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.